And we're back. You're listening to the Retirement Mark Show with retirement income specialist Mark Lumia of the True Wealth Group on News Radio 102.5 WFLA and AM 540. Are you tapping your toe to the song? Yeah, that's Dolly Parton. And you know, many baby boomers aren't ready to give up their 9-to-5 job just yet. Joni Courtney with Monster Worldwide shared some interesting stats on Fox Business.
They always talk about that the labor participation rate is low because baby boomers are leaving, and that's not really the case. In 1993, 29% of people in the workforce were 55 or older. Today, it's over 40% are 55 and older. So what's happening is they don't have the financial means to retire, and they're not ready to retire. They want to work longer.
Wow. Well, wanting to work, Mark, is a lot different than having to work. So how can we make sure that that's the case for us in retirement?
We were actually talking about this a little earlier in the show about wanting to work is a lot different than having to work. And we have this program that we call Retirement Ready or Not. Hmm. And after someone comes in for a retirement strategy session, a lot of people we find are worried about, hey, they're going to outlive their money. So on this Retirement Ready or Not, there are basically four things. You can either increase your rate of return, you could save more money, you could work longer, or you can spend less. So those are really the four things you can do to tweak your situation so you don't outlive your money. And we find that it's better to be able to decide to work because you want to than have to work to make sure you don't run out of money. So that's what we do. We put people through a retirement ready or not scenario, and we figure out the best course for them.
And, you know, if you would like for Mark to put you through that retirement ready or not scenario, he would love to meet with you. You can call this number, 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. And go ahead and just stop putting it off and book your complimentary retirement strategy session. And don't forget, at retirementmark.com, for a limited time, you can go ahead and download Mark's book for free. It's called Thinking Outside the Money Box. And you'll just go to the website, retirementmark.com, and look for that blue tab in the middle that says Get Your Free eBook, and just download it right then in a matter of seconds. Well, there's a lot more blended families now than there were a few decades ago. A recent survey said that more than 30% say having stepchildren complicates their financial planning just a little bit. I mean, we love them, but it can make things a little more of a challenge. Mark, is there a way to uncomplicate that planning?
Well, no, you definitely have to plan for it. What I deal with is a lot of people come in and it's a second or third marriage. In other words, they might be married to their current spouse for 30 years, but they had prior marriages and they had prior kids. Mm-hmm. So when you're combining two families, maybe one spouse had two children from a prior marriage, another one had two children from a prior marriage, and together they had two children. So you have to plan for all those and decide what's the proper strategy for your situation. And every situation is totally different. Sometimes people will decide to leave a child out on purpose because they just want to. Others might want to leave more to one child than another. Mm-hmm. So it definitely is complicated, and you have to plan to uncomplicate it. It'd be more complicated if you didn't plan and then someone passed away and then you have a couple kids that get nothing because their dad is the one that passed away and everything's going to the wife's kids.
Yeah. And you know, we talked about this on a past show. You don't want that to happen because you want to go ahead and take care of it now and get it in writing, get a plan in place. Because when my dad passed, I went through that and we weren't about the money and the land. It was for me, the sentimental stuff. And we had to pull teeth to get like old family photos of, you know, just sentimental stuff. But if a plan had been in place, we wouldn't have had to go through that. You know, you want your loved ones to just be able to focus on grieving and healing. So if you would like to meet with Mark and he can help you get that plan in place, call for your complimentary retirement strategy session, 1-800-7-MARK-72. And speaking of that, will your children know how to manage inherited wealth? According to Insurance News Net, millennials from families with a net worth between $25 million and $100 million aren't only going to inherit tens of billions of dollars worth of wealth, they are likely to also inherit their parents' advisors. The tech-savvy generation born between 1980 and 2000 may use social media to stay connected personally, but they prefer to manage their wealth in face-to-face meetings with a financial professional. Mark, have you seen that in your practice? Have you met with more than one generation?
Well, I haven't really seen it in my practice, But I think the answer to the question is that both are scenarios. You know, I like to meet with people the way they like to be met with. Some advisors I heard, I know of, have maybe met two of their last 200 clients. They only know what two of them even look like.
Oh my goodness.
Why others will meet 100% of their clients face to face. Well, there are some people that just like to do things over the web, and with all this new technology, you know, so be it. I tend to meet most people face to face, and I really can't think of one that I haven't met face to face. So I have people that want to talk to me on the phone or maybe through the internet, and I've already met them once, and they're 3 hours away. So the next time after I met them the first time, maybe we do stuff on the internet or over the phone. But generally, I do like to meet people face to face, but I'm not against just doing things electronically. I think the trend is going more towards that.
And you say again and again that each client is unique, and that just kind of goes hand in hand with that, where maybe someone's on the go or they travel quite a bit. You're so flexible in working with your clients' schedules, aren't you?
Absolutely. And I'm really trying to learn more about this social media type stuff, like the LinkedIn, the Twitter, the Facebook. Well, there's so much stuff that I don't know about that. You know, when money passes from the generation I normally work with to their kids, I'm going to need to be up on that. And we are. We're actually, I think, more than most advisors.
You really are. Into this,
yeah, we're getting into the social media, and I have so much more to learn. It's just, it's unbelievable, all the information and how you can do things. And it's so simple. I mean, you can just have like a Google Hangout where when you talk, the person will see your picture. When they talk, you'll see their picture. And if you had like four different people on the Hangout, whoever's talking is the picture you're going to see, and you can hear them, and it's all live. It's just amazing what you could do.
It is.
With technology.
Oh, we've come so far. I can remember on the Jetsons cartoon, watching that when I was little, and when they would communicate screen to screen like that, that just seems so bizarre. And here we are. We're doing FaceTime with people now. Well, you know, Halloween is coming up pretty fast here, and Mark, we've got some a little trivia for you. Can you name these four TV characters from the 1960s that fit in perfectly with Halloween?
I really got to hand it to you, Grandpa. This is quite an attractive vehicle. Detroit could take a lesson from this design.
What about you? There was a time you'd never think of using your electric shaver without connecting it to me.
How to become an Eagle Scout. Oh. Is that about an eagle who carries off a scout?
You're right.
I think we all remember that. Honk, you probably know them, don't you?
I do. Those are good. Some of my favorites, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, the after school, what we watched after school. What do you think, Mark? Yeah. You got the answers?
Well, I think I had half of them. One sounded like Herman Munster.
Yes.
And the other one, Uncle Fester, but I don't remember the others' names.
Remember Adam's Family?
How did it go, that song?
The Addams Family.
They're creepy and they're kooky.
Yeah, they're creepy.
Yeah, how'd that beat go? I would know right away. I would say the Addams Family.
That is it.
You're welcome. Right. Hey, I am a TV junkie. I have watched sitcoms all my life. Love them. And that was Morticia that we heard from. Remember her with the long, dark hair?
And what I thought was funny, they were all wearing black and white. They had no color.
No, this will kill you. The first time, you know how they rerun these shows on TV Land? The first time my niece walked by the TV and she saw that, she's like, oh, look, the TV's gray. I'm like, thank you. I'm 100. Thank you for that.
And the TV box was only like 11 inches wide, right? And
yeah.
I remember Perry Mason, too, was black and white in the little court. Now the TVs are like 60 inches.
Hey, you hear the song? Hawk found it. He's just showing off
That's
now.
It.
I'm sorry. I had to play it.
How did you find that so quick?
Mysterious,
spooky. Fine. You can't find Stovall on Wall Street, but he's got these at his fingertips.
I like it. They really are a
scream.
The Addams Family. Da-da-da-da.
And then Lurch. He was scary. Mark, what's Mia going to be for Halloween?
I have no clue, but she's probably going to be Elsa. She likes that Elsa character.
Oh, that's right. She had the Elsa birthday cake.
Yeah, she had the Elsa birthday cake, and she likes Elsa. My mom actually couldn't find or even purchase online before we went on a cruise earlier this year an Elsa outfit, so my mom actually made her one.
Aww.
And And you can tell it was way higher quality and really nice compared to what everyone else bought for $40 or $50.
Oh, sure.
So she was getting tons of compliments. She wanted to wear that thing every single day, and she probably wore it 5 of the 7 days of the cruise.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, so I assume that she's going to be some form of Elsa. Now we bought her a little wig that she can put on. It's like blonde hair, and it has like the ponytail that hangs over your right shoulder in
Perfect.
Front of you. So, and then she smiles. Actually, she wore it to church a couple times, the little wig.
We oh, love her. Cute.
And one person even said, is that a wig?
Why, yes, it is. Yeah. If you would like to meet with Mark to discuss solutions on how to protect your wealth, or you just like to get a second opinion on how you're doing, Mark would love to meet with you. The number is 352-561-4571, or outside of the 352 area code, it's 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. Your final thoughts on the show, sir?
Well, tonight we talked about the recent volatility in the market, entrepreneurs and needing pensions too. We talked about preparing your heirs to manage your wealth. We covered topics on life insurance and annuities, and we mentioned a little bit about Social Security. However, my goal each week is for you to leave the show with a greater confidence about your retirement planning. This is Retirement Mark, making every dollar count.
Comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.